From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Longtime listeners and readers of News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams are likely well aware of her penchant for old stories, history, and historical artifacts and records. That interest recently had her musing about the sort of historical documents we're leaving behind and the stories those documents will tell future generations about us. Given that so much of what we record today only exists in digital form, what historical records will even survive? A recent virtual tour guided by the Pegman character on Google Street View didn't exactly leave her feeling hopeful about what may be left for future ethnographers to decipher, as she tells us in this week's essay.
Yeah, I got into work a little later than I'd planned this morning, but how could I walk away from Blind Willie Johnson? It seemed disrespectful to tap a screen, yank out the earbuds, and head inside before he'd finished Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. So I sat, sealed in my Toyota with the AC running, until the last chord rang, then faded, marveling at this culture that allows a comfy, middle-aged commuter to listen to the moans and ragged breaths of someone who died of malaria more than 70 years ago. Whatever it means to be human, our interest in remembering ourselves has to be a defining characteristic, as does our interest in poring over artifacts long after their makers are gone. Or maybe it's just me. Anthropology, after all, is what I'd planned to do with my life back in the days when I thought life could be planned. Though things didn't work out that way, my proclivities are what they are, and when I wake up with the 3 a.m. fan tods, reading pioneer journals, Victorian love letters, or seminal war-era maps online is far more calming than a mug of sleepy time tea. Lucky for me, some long-gone humans had the presence of mind to save those things for me. Sometimes I fret that we may regret not leaving more durable records, as electronic as our lives are now. Yet, if we could just hang on to the e-chronicles we produce, I'm sure they'd be every bit as interesting to a future ethnographer as old newspaper clippings are to me. As I was working on some story or other recently, I decided to check my memory about whether the trees lining a road in East Bonita Springs were cypress or not. So I used Google Street View, a cool tool that allows you to move a little yellow Gumby-type character named Pegman, through stitched-together photos, cruising around as if you were in a car. And I'm glad I did, too. There were no cypress to be seen, just the typical junky Melaleuca mix, pocked with ATV spinouts and crumpled trash piles. And speaking of trash, what was that parked on the side of the road? I zoomed in. An old pickup with a full trailer hitched to it, with a guy in back looking like he was trying to decide where to dump it. Not really a monument to early 21st century humans at their finest, but we are what we are, right? Feeling sort of culturally grossed out, I decided to take Pegman to Boca Grande to look at some loveliness. We landed on Gulf Boulevard, traced a course along the beach, then turned off onto Banyan Street, paused a moment in the specked shade before meandering over to East Railroad Street, where bougainvillea had flamed into fuchsia bloom along a stately wrought iron fence in front of, wait a minute, yep, a trailer piled with old mattresses and wood scraps. Hey, future ethnographers, we were what we were.
Amy Bennett Williams is a News Press storyteller. Her columns appear every Thursday and Sunday. You can listen here most Friday mornings and online at WGCUnews.org.